Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Boy, people were mad at me yesterday for saying I'd had enough of that. And I just think that something's got to change the dynamic here. So what are you going to do? You're going to arrest these people? You're going to go out into the street and drag them out of the street and put them in the paddy wagon and put them in jail? I think that's what's necessary. My comment yesterday about people getting run over, that's just what's going to happen. I'm telling you, that's what's coming. At some point, there are going to be enough people in this community, not necessarily in Richmond, but in cities across the United States. Somebody is going to have had enough of this. And, you know, somebody's mom is going to be dying in the hospital, or somebody's kid is going to be in emergency surgery. And these blankety blank blank people who think they get to stomp on everybody else's rights because they feel passionately about an issue. I don't care what the issue is. I'm just telling you, at some point, the civility is going to break. And I think normal people like me are warning you that that's coming. And I will tell you, if I was on a jury and somebody ran over one of these people, even if they killed them, I just wouldn't put them in prison. I wouldn't. I just would not. Yeah, you ran over a person. It's really unfortunate. Did somebody force that person to sit in the road? Did anybody make them do this? Were they unaware of the danger that they put themselves in? You know, I don't like living in this type of society. This is why I've always been a law and order person, where you know how many things I feel passionately about? Things that make me angry, things that make me want to go out and scream and yell. But you got to have self-control. You can't go around and make other people's lives miserable just because you're angry about something, or because you want people to pay attention to you. You feel very strongly about an issue. What are we doing here? This is not the civilization, the society that I signed up for. And I can tell you, growing up, I just think a bunch of men would get out, get the hell out of their cars, and they would go and grab these people by the hair and drag them over to the side and probably put their boot in their face and say, don't ever do this again. And I know that sounds terrible, but that's how you stop it from happening. You know, that's how you say, we're not going to put up with your stuff anymore. We're not going to allow you to interfere with normal citizens who were just trying to go about their business. No normal citizen is looking for a conflict here. But if these pro-Palestinian protesters and other radical leftists think that they're going to continue to get away with this, somebody has to teach them a lesson. I would prefer it if we had strong leaders across the country who would say, hey, I understand how you feel. Maybe I even agree with you, but we're not going to tolerate this. Where are those people? They've completely disappeared. And I'll tell you, I think it's because the leftists in the Democrat Party, they're on board with this stuff. They like it. They like to see the average person squeezed and the average person inconvenienced. They think that it's going to help them politically. And until they learn the tough lesson where people abandon them at the ballot box, like me, I wouldn't even consider voting for a Democrat. Hell no. There's been too much stuff that's happened in the last several years where I know they're not on my side. I mean, we may disagree with stuff, but I still expect you to enforce the law. If you're not willing to do that, then it's a deal breaker for me. I'm just puzzled why other people don't feel that strongly about it as well. 7:39 on this Wednesday morning. It's the 17th day of April, 2024. I'm John Reed, and we're glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. So the discussion of the casinos, we went through this whole thing with the casino in Richmond, and I tell you, that's probably one of the things that's going to kill LeVar Stoney's campaign for governor, is that, you know, he didn't work hard to get the casino passed in Richmond. Richmonders voted it down, and then he and others concocted a second opportunity for the casino operators, potential casino operators, to give Richmonders a second chance to change their mind, and they still didn't vote for the casino, and LeVar Stoney was on the wrong side of that two times. So now Richmond is out of it. And it appears that there will be the opportunity for people in Petersburg to consider a casino. Bandelli McQueen is the vice president of the Warrington Group, which is one of the groups putting together a proposal for the casino, the potential casino in Petersburg. And Bandelli is with us this morning. I appreciate you joining us. Walk me through what you anticipate on the timeline here and what your company's proposal is. Good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having us, having me. I think we are in the same place as a lot of Virginians, as a lot of folks from Petersburg. We're waiting to see what happens in the General Assembly, what happens in the legislature. There is a back and forth on the legislation, and we'll allow that process to play out. And we know smarter folks than us in the room are battling out in the halls of the state capitol. So we're waiting there. But our project is a really, we think, really innovative way of not only bringing economic engine and economic activity to Petersburg, but also to make sure that we have, that we don't leave out a certain part of the city. Petersburg is not Richmond in terms of how large it is. So we've kind of bookend our development on the north end of the city as you come in, kind of from Colonial Heights and from Ettrick in downtown. And that's our northern gateway. Our concept is gateways to the number two Petersburg, with our southern gateway being the casino resort destination out on Crater Road.
Well, walk me through the process here, because Richmond had the opportunity twice to vote for a casino proposal. I think some people were really concerned that they were being sold a bill of goods, and we had a number of people on the air who tried to explain that this was going to be a high-end facility, and then that was attacked by others. But it, you know, it had the potential to go through and for construction to start. Are you in that place in Petersburg? Are you still looking for the approval from the General Assembly to even hold a referendum? And is that the next step, assuming the General Assembly gives Petersburg the thumbs up that there will be a referendum? And forgive my ignorance on that. I don't know.
No. It is a very active process. I actually will have hopefully some activity today in the General Assembly. So yes, the General Assembly has to do its good work. We are in a great position that we have a fantastic site that's ready to go. And so we are waiting for the General Assembly and the governor to have a meeting of the minds. We think that they are there, and giving them the room to work out all the kinks there. And yes, then we'd go to a referendum. And one of the key elements to our group is that in addition to not just thinking of the shiny coin that's in front of us, the opportunity to build this beautiful casino, we are thinking about the referendum. How do you get, how do you inform and educate and answer questions to this, to the residents and to the citizens to get them to yes? We had a great outpouring of support generally for the casino activity, the operation with a town hall held by Senator Lashley Thayer on Sunday, standing room only, you know, how those things can go. It was a long day. No one left, stayed around for questions. So there seems to be a great deal of energy and support behind the movement to get the casino into Petersburg from the citizens of Petersburg. But we will clearly have to do our best to get that referendum across the line by being in the community, being of the community, and answering any questions that folks have.
What's the big selling point here? Does what is there reinvestment in Petersburg? Are there, you know, what's the high end number of jobs that this would bring? You know, there's always that the back and forth about this being a vice that you're bringing into your community, but perhaps Petersburg's in a place where I don't want to say there's desperation because that sounds a little harsh, but there's a real need for employment and for, you know, something to reignite the economy in Petersburg. What's the selling point here?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, the selling point is that the gaming that we know and gaming resorts that we know today are starkly different than simply Atlantic City's boardwalk or Vegas's strip. You know, it's an all encompassing entertainment venue, and so we are less concerned about the issue around the vice, because we think that there's a lot more to our product than just the vice. And the second part is that by having two gateways, it is really an economic engine to drive reinvestment in Petersburg, is I think the best way of putting it. And that Petersburg has these three great pharmaceutical manufacturers that are there. Jobs are coming. You know, the opportunity for the casino, we're talking in excess of 3,000 jobs between construction and our permanent situation, and that we believe that that number grows exponentially as we start with the second gateway, downtown, student housing, senior housing, healthcare. We have a great partnership with Marriott. Petersburg, you know, has lost its main hotel. We're not here just to bring a casino. We're here to use the casino as an economic engine to drive investment in Petersburg writ large.
Well, you know, maybe the decision that Richmond made not to have a casino will wind up benefiting Petersburg. And we'll keep our eyes on your proposal from the Warrington Group. Bandelli McQueen is the vice president of the Warrington Group, competing for the potential casino in Petersburg. And we'll let you know what happens at the General Assembly here on the air. Bandelli, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a great day.
7:47 here on this Wednesday morning. We'll come back and check on the weather in a moment. I'm John Reed, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.